Everyone's talking about World War III, but no one's talking about how it will change the world forever. The birth pains of world convulsion will usher in the Antichrist Jew world order. The drums are thumping, and Jewish neocons keep provoking Putin into war.
Do you think we should have American boots on the ground in Ukraine?
I am sure that the President of the United States should not have ruled it out. And indeed, what happens if Putin actually invades Ukraine? Are we really going to stick to the position that it's inconceivable that we send troops? We stuck to that position in Syria. Assad seems to have used chemical weapons. Once again, let's not talk about ground troops. How about maybe a little air power or air support or providing weapons to the Ukrainians? Would that be such a bridge too far for President Obama to go?
So lethal assistance?
We keep this under review. We're in constant dialogue with the Ukrainians about what will make a difference to them. What's most important is that the Russians be deterred.
Deter, provoke. If they get their war and devastation is achieved, old ways will be extinct. As in World War I, Christian Russia is again blocking the advance of a one-world government that Jews will lead. Put Putin out of power and weaken Christian Russia via a third world war. Then Jewry's agenda goes unchecked with three devastating goals. One, crush Christianity. Homosexual acts will be promoted. Using the Bible against it will be outlawed as hate speech and the traditional family eroded. Two, population control. Mandatory vaccinations with undisclosed sterilization formulas will kick off selective population control. The pilot program began in Tel Aviv.
For several years, the Israeli government was forcibly administering birth control to a segment of its minority population, with doctors injecting Ethiopian Jewish women against their will with a contraceptive, Deprovera. But it wasn't until this January that a government official finally acknowledged it. One investigative journalist who interviewed 35 Ethiopian immigrants found that they were being intimidated and threatened into taking the shots, while being told that they were merely inoculations. But many speculate it was all part of a deliberate attempt to restrict an expanding minority.
Three, uproot nationalism. With the collapse of borders, a universal welding of all nations will fuse into one diluted whole, with a Jewish ruling caste on top of the heap. Cash will be replaced with digital currency used to buy and sell. A digital account will be embedded in your wrist. Watch the news today. The pawns of war, I mean Gentile generals, whose paychecks are cut by Jews who own the Fed, are beating the drums.
What are we seeing happening in the Ukraine? What does that really mean? Well, we're seeing, do we believe that it's Russian surrogates that are doing this? Is that the playbook? We've watched Iran do this now for years where they use surrogates. So is that a certain playbook that we see? What does that mean? We don't know. We got to figure that out. We got to understand what that means. We got to figure out how do we combat something like that as we move to the future. Those are the kind of questions that we have to think about, and we have to start organizing our force and training our force to react to.
The playbook, you fool, is giving Jews a war that will bring in a brave new world that even Huxley could never conceive.